Station.
The Sherlock's Music Special. Music Special.
Jim Gellatley with you. That is the Sherlocks and Sirens here on BFBS, the Forces Station. Delighted to be joined by Kieran and Alex from the band. How you doing?
We're good, mate. Yeah, very good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. We're going to be talking a lot about the new album, Everything Must Make Sense, which came out back in May. Loads of bangers on that as well. And you're going to play a couple of stripped-back acoustic songs for us as well. So really looking forward to that. So 5 albums in 8 years isn't bad going, especially when COVID put a halt to things for a while.
When we first came around, I think our first album came out in 2017, which feels like a lifetime ago, but at the same time, it feels like 20 seconds ago. So it's crazy how fast time's gone. But like you mentioned, since COVID, I actually think we've turned the screw. We had a lineup change just before COVID, weirdly, and then we obviously went into the COVID times, and that's where Alex to my left and Trent, who's in a van somewhere, joined. But from there, I really do think we've just seemed to, we hit the ground running on the third record, and then the fourth didn't take much doing. We were straight in studio, and we've just done the same again this time around, like got straight back into the studio and churning the albums out.
But you set a high bar from the start, because like the first album got like top 10.
Yeah, Yeah, it did. Number six, I think it got. So, yeah, we were like a bit of a buzz band at the time. You, just like many bands are, when you're bringing your first album out, you've released demos, you've started getting a fan base, people are excited about you.
Well, take us back to the start, Kieran, because originally it was you and your brother Brandon on drums, joined by Josh and Andy Davidson.
Two sets of brothers. That were the early days, all the demos leading up to it and early singles. And we gathered a bit of a buzz. And then since Trent and Alex have come in, I think we've just literally gone to the next level. Like, the songs feel better. I feel like I'm writing a lot more, but a bit more effortlessly. The songs have changed slightly since Alex and Trent have joined. I think a sound's slightly changed, but I can't describe how.
Because, I mean, you were like four close friends and then two, dare I say it, strangers come in.
We literally were strangers.
Yeah, because we live quite away from each other.
Before the band, I didn't know Alex. When we met Alex, it was such a weird time anyway. But like pretty much at the height of COVID, or certainly leading up to that point. He came over to sunny Yorkshire and we met in a working men's club where we used to practice and just thrashed through a load of tunes and played some guitar and had a laugh. And a similar thing with Trent, except with Trent maybe a year previous or 2 years previous to that.
Had he not toured with you?
He backlined. Basically put some amps on and pedal boards and stuff like that on maybe two gigs.
So Alex, take us back to that working man's club. What was your first impression?
It was just before COVID. I'd just got back from Barcelona on a holiday and I had no sense of taste and smell. I'd lost it. They'd all been on about it and I went, I don't even know if I should be here. We sort of hit it off straight away, but we went down to Rockfield to record the third album and it was all done over WhatsApp, weren't it?
Yeah.
Because we couldn't really see each other. Really, the first time we got to know each other was down at Rockfield. And it was probably one of the best experiences ever. Obviously, the history there is
mental, yeah. Like Queen, Stone Roses, Oasis, loads of people have been there. But yeah, like Alex says, that is literally where we got to know each other. I think we met Alex once at that working men's club. That was the first meeting. Trent, we did a similar thing. We met up in that same place, played a bit of guitar and that. And then I think collectively we had one practice and then all the rest were just literally messages over WhatsApp. The mission initially was for Trent and Alex to learn our back catalogue of songs. But in the meantime, my dad, who's his manager, were trying to get Rockfield Studios booked in. We've got 3 weeks booked in there. All systems go. So I literally had to message Alex and Trent and just say, forget the old tunes for now. I've got a bunch of new songs I need to teach you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So sent them demos. And then I had to video myself playing what would be Alex's part or what I'd come up with that I knew Alex were going to play. Video myself, do the same with bass lines and stuff like that, send them off to Trent and just be like, can you just learn these as a starting point?
Yeah.
And if we come up with anything new down at the studio, then that's a bonus. Yeah, and then we literally just got to know each other in them 3 weeks.
It was like a crash course.
We didn't even come home, did we? We stayed down Rockfield for the full 3 weeks and just basically had a party, like
left,
staying up.
Left a little bit of a soul down there, I think.
Yeah, staying up while like 5, 6 in the morning every night, like literally every night. It was just mental, but it was good. It was a really fun time and I think we all look back on it just thinking, how the hell could we drink that much port?
Now you've got a couple of acoustic guitars with you and you're going to play us some exclusive tracks on BFBS, but I've also asked you to select some songs from other artists and I've got the list in front of me. I think maybe we start with the oldest one first. So this would be MC5 and Kick Out the Jams.
Kick out the jams, brothers and sisters! Kick out the jam. Yes, kick out the jam. I have to kick them out. Yes, I'm starting to sweat. You know my
Station.
The Sherlock's Music Special.
Why MC5, Kick Out the Jams?
That is a tune. The first time I'd ever heard that, we were on tour, maybe 2018. Liam Gallagher had just announced his solo career, but I know he did the BDI thing. And then Liam comes back, just goes massive. And he kindly invited us, the Sherlock's, on his European tour, the full tour. The tour were going really well, but I can remember this one gig. I can't remember where it was. It might have been Barcelona or something. Their guitarist, Jay, he was walking around with like a boombox after the show one night, and he's walking outside blasting that tune. He's a cool guy, and that memory always just sticks in my mind. Like, he was just blasting MC5, Kick Out the Jams out of his stereo, carrying it on his shoulder, and he's always got shades on. It's just proper cool dude.
Shall we get the first stripped back acoustic track from you guys? What are you going to play us?
Yeah, we're going to play the title track, Everything Must Make Sense. 1, 2, 3, 4. City, all the streets are looking pretty, where it takes an hour to drive a mile, but that's just how it goes. The sun is out, we're winning, and it feels like the beginning of a day that couldn't give us more, even if it had to try. We'll run through this city of love. If we fall, if we break, it's a risk we've gotta take. 'Cause to me, it's the same, just an ordinary day. We'll be fine, we're alive, everything is in your mind. And to me, it's a game, when nothing's right, yeah, nothing's right at all. Everything must make sense. Oh, we're taking in the culture from the inside of this bar. Unafraid of all my consequences, looking from afar. Oh, I'll see you in the morning. Is that the best that you can do? 'Cause by the time it gets to midday, don't you know I'll feel brand new. So I'll run through this city of love. If we fall, if we break, it's a risk we've gotta take. 'Cause to me, it's the same.
just an ordinary day. We'll be fine, we're alive, everything is in your mind. And to me, it's a game, when nothing's right, yeah, nothing's right at all. Everything must make sense. Woo!
Sounding glorious, stripped back. That is the Sherlocks, and everything must make sense here on BFBS, the Forces Station. Kieran and Alex from the band joining me. We mentioned earlier, two brothers in the band. Alex, for you, what's it like being in a band with two guys that are that close?
Great set of lads. We have a really good...
Thank you.
For now.
Well, musical history tells us that there's been a lot of friction between brothers and bands in the past, you know, and big fallouts, Everly Brothers, The Kinks, Bee Gees, yep. UB40, and of course, we must mention Oasis. Siblings in a band can be tricky. For you, Kieran, has it always been plain sailing? I mean, siblings always fall out at some stage.
We've had a couple of fallouts, but we get on well, and we're not like competing songwriting and stuff like that. Like, I'll take care of songwriting, and Brandon does loads for the band in other ways. So, we work pretty well, to be fair. But I have had a drumstick at my head before.
I think we should hear another track from the new album, Everything Must Make Sense, which came out in May. A song called 28. Tell me about this.
Yeah, 28 is sort of like the slow song on the album, if you want to call it that. I don't know. It's just that tune's always been really, like, special for me. I can remember writing it at home, and anybody who knows me, it takes me absolutely ages to write songs. I'm always writing multiple songs, and they're all at different stages, but I very rarely finish one, and I feel like this tune is one I wrote really quick, and I don't know where it came from. It just, the melody just came straight away. Yeah, I love that tune. Massive chorus. It sounds a bit like DMA's sort of vibe, and it kicks into something just huge. By the end, so yeah, 28, good tune.
Home is where the heart ends, but lately I feel so lost and afraid. It's so strange, like a stone across the water, the ripples just keep on drifting away. I can feel a hope burning in the sky, watch it as it comes, the look in your eye. I don't ever want you to be ashamed, so maybe that's why I get carried away. Tell me when you're leaving, 'cause I'm coming with. You tell me when you're leaving, 'cause I'm coming with you. I
not quite sure where it ends. It all depends. 'Cause she changed just like the weather. Whatever mood just seems to fit the day. It's okay till all the leaves have gone falling to the ground. All I ever wanna do is make you proud. I don't ever want you to be ashamed. So maybe that's why I get carried away. Tell me when you leaving. 'Cause I'm coming with. So tell me when.
That's the Sherlock's with 28 from the new album Everything Must Make Sense. I think this your third album you've released on your own label after a couple with a bigger label. Is a big difference doing it yourselves?
I find it really a lot more enjoyable than when we were on a label. You've just got a lot more ownership of what you're creating. And I can remember speaking to Rick Witter from Shed 7, and they're in a similar sort of position. I think they're self-managed and all that business. But yeah, Rick was saying the exact same. He said, surely it makes sense if you're coming up with something that you love and you're pouring your heart and soul into it to create something that you're really happy with, surely you should have full control of it as opposed to compromising it. Not to sound bitter, but I think when we were signed to a label, it's too long of a process for us. We just want to come up with tunes and then just put it out. No one knows ourselves better than us, like, because often these people, A&R guys, who are giving you like little pointers and stuff like that, they've basically never wrote a song in their life, and it's just a slow process, man. So I prefer the way we are now. I think we're just way better, like we're a lot faster. It's just like boom, boom, boom.
Now, you mentioned Rick Witter from Shed 7. You toured with them last year on their 30th anniversary tour, another great band from Yorkshire, of course. Imagine what they've done could only inspire a band like the Sherlock's.
Yeah, Shed 7 are class. I've always been a fan of them. I've seen them loads of times and I always enjoy the music, but when we're on tour with them, just seeing them backstage and stuff like that, they're super cool dudes and really down to earth, really welcoming. And that tour we did with them were absolutely class. So many good memories from that. And I think seeing them enjoy it every night as well, like they've been doing it years, but they're still absolutely rocking on stage and Rick's swinging his hips about and it's class.
Shall we hear a song from Shed 7?
Let's do it.
The Sherlock's Music Special.
It's a takeover.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
I'm not afraid to die.
shying from fists that are flying. The boy is on his own.
Shed 7, Bully Boy on BFPS, the Forces Station. Kieran and Alex from the Sherlocks with me. You chose Bully Boy from Shed 7. Why that song?
I think that's just my favourite tune by him. I know they've got bigger songs, but that just the guitar in that is just it's incredible. And live as well. I think that was one where...
The crowd went...
Yeah.
Really went for it.
Just proper, like, you see old blokes just bouncing and... It's just a class tune, mate. It's like, these days you make a song and you'll stick a lot of glitter on it and make it all perfect. That tune's just like driving and just, you can tell it's just a guitar cranked up and they're just rocking, so it's a great tune.
Having done that 30th anniversary tour with Shed 7, I wonder what things will be like when the Sherlocks do a 30th anniversary tour. Take us to the future.
At this rate, we'll all probably have big beer bellies. Maybe yeah. A Zimmer frame. Your back's going, isn't it?
My back's going.
Yeah, his back's going.
My
already.
Knee's going.
He's busted his knee.
I busted my knee on that tour.
He did. He really yeah, did.
Literally. Yeah.
He fell over a box.
Someone else's fault.
we'll still be rocking though, Jim. We'll definitely still be rocking.
I'm really into my new emerging bands coming through, and I've noticed when you guys tour, you get some cool acts on the bill with you. I remember seeing you in Glasgow. You had the Snuts supporting just before they broke out. How important is it for you, having been supported by other acts when you were coming through, to support new acts?
It's massive, yeah. It comes like full circle, I think. It's something more bands should be doing. Even like one thing we like to do is support upcoming acts, but even like you mentioned, Snuts and bands like that, support the local bands from that area. Like if we're going to Manchester, we do like to get often like a local Manchester band who's coming through, and it certainly makes the tour more interesting as well. And like we mentioned earlier, obviously we're very much a DIY band. We like to get involved in that side of things and come up with a list of bands that's going to fit the show. We love to get involved and get upcoming bands, and good to keep supporting them. And then obviously, like you mentioned, years later, some of them end up like blowing up really big. So it's class.
Well, the next track that you've picked, a band called Cusp, have you gigged with them at all?
We have, yeah. We've gigged with them a few times. We're good friends with them boys. Dan is he's a great guy, really prolific writer, great songwriter, to be fair. They've just supported us around Europe on the full tour.
This is Cuspid's Coming Up Roses.
Standing in a dream, crash landing in your arms. You're a force of nature, I'm in awe of your charm. The moon is a mirror ball, and life is not all bad, but sometimes it's gonna be. I saw you walking. Not all bad, but sometimes it's gonna be. I saw you walking on.
Yes, the Forces Station's Jim Gellatley with you, joined by Kieran and Alex from the Sherlocks. Another of their choices, Cusp and Coming Up Roses. What a nice tune that is.
There's not been a song by another band or upcoming band I've heard that made me feel that way since DMAs. It reminds me slightly of DMAs, but DMAs, when I went to see them, I saw them in Derby in a small venue, I think it was called The Venue, years ago, and that kind of band that just made the hairs on your arms stand up. And that's what that tune by Cusp, Coming Up Roses, did. When I heard that, I thought that is probably one of the best songs I've heard by a new band since DMAs.
Alex from the Sherlocks, I think you possibly picked this next one. Am I right? It's Stereo MCs.
Yeah, it reminds me of growing up. My mum used to always play it in the car. We've had it on in the dressing room quite a few times, and it gets the mood going. Gets us buzzed up, ready for gig.
Yeah,
it's just a classic.
You make a mistake. gonna do it again.
Stereo MC is connected here on BFPS, the Forces Station. Jim Gellatley with Kieran and Alex from the Sherlocks. A busy year for the band with their fifth album and everything. Five albums is a lot.
It is, but you ask Alex, since the third album, when we met down at Rockfield, these three albums have just absolutely flown by. Like, it's been a...
big time.
It's not like we do an album and then we all just... I go to Barbados and put my feet up for 6 months, and Alex flies to Argentina sipping
chimichurri out of a pint glass.
Yeah, we're just constantly creating, and if I'm not demoing, no doubt we'll be playing an in-store gig somewhere, or we'll be playing a festival. We're always busy. So yeah, it's surprising how fast these albums come around. I mean, I'm already thinking about the next one, to be fair.
Yeah, doing a couple of stripped-back acoustic songs for us. Is that pretty much how the songs come about in the first place?
Yeah, I think a lot of them do start like that. I mean, often I'll just be at home in me. I've got like a little studio. I'm always on my acoustic, very rarely on a electric, to be fair. I've got this old black acoustic that I got for Christmas when I was a kid.
So guitars are ready. What are you going to play for us?
This song is called How Are You Feeling? So tell me how you feeling. Tell me what's real. You were living your life, then you're lifting the veil. Yet a couple of kids, cause the love has gone stale. How you feeling? How you feeling? What did you expect? It's not a crime to go and get wrecked. It's not that I'm picking sides, but the first thing that springs to mind when we address the basic facts, you can't let the man relax with the boys.
With the boys.
So let's teach him how to think, tell him how much he can drink before he has to say goodbye. Get him home for 9:10 so you can have him to yourself. Only you, no one else, so what a joke.
Yeah.
tell me how you're feeling. Come on, tell me what's real. You were living your life, then you're lifting the veil. Get a couple of kids, cause the love has gone stale. How you feeling? She's been living in your head so long, she'll have to pay some rent. And all those eggshells you've been standing on have finally cracked. The whole thing lacks in morals and respect. For every cause there's an effect that breaks the law. But all in all, I'm sure you're all he'll ever need, the apple of his eye. So tell me how you. You'll never know if you don't do something about it. So tell me how you're feeling. Come on, tell me what's real. You were living your life, then you're lifting the veil. Get a couple of kids, cause the love has gone stale. How you feeling?
That's How Are You Feeling from the Sherlocks, played here on BFBS, the Forces Station, all stripped back and sounding absolutely wonderful. Another of your song choices from other acts now. We're going with Keane.
Yeah, great band.
So good.
I mean, probably same with Alex, similar age. They've always been there, but I didn't know much about them. But growing up as a kid, they've got so many big hits that it's just, you can't escape. Like, you just hear them songs. And as I've got older, same thing. I've never, like, consciously thought, oh, I'm going to delve into Keane. And then we got invited to go on tour. So then you do. You start, like, looking at the tunes and you realise it's just tune after tune after tune. You're like, yeah, how many great so songs many. Can these write? Like,
unbelievable voice, great songwriters. Brilliant guys. Yeah, that was really special. And playing some venues around Europe, obviously, that got, say, like the Olympia in Paris, did two nights there. And there's so much history there. So, like, the Beatles played there and whatnot. And yeah, it was such a fantastic time.
It's Keane and Bedshaped on BFBS.
BFBS,
the Forces Station.
The Sherlocks Music Special.
Don't love
There with Bedshaped on BFBS, the Forces Station, with Alex and Kieran from the Sherlocks. Why Bedshaped when there's so many Keen songs you could have picked?
Well, on that tour, Keen were closing with that tune, so that every night that was the last thing you heard. Such a moving tune as well. It's the opposite of what a lot of bands do. Like, we finish with Chasing Shadows and it's really like upbeat and stuff like that, whereas Keen, I always thought that were just a great idea. Like, they've actually finished on probably one of the slowest tunes, but it just leaves such an impact and just incredible, really.
We've got another track from the album to play, and actually it's the final track. It's Here Comes the Rain. Did you know instantly this should be an album closer?
Yeah, we did. It's probably the darkest tune on the album. Like, the middle eight's got like a spoken word thing, and it all just came together. That was the final part we put on. It weren't really a question, to be fair. We all just sort of said the same thing, like, that's got to close the album.
Yeah.
The Sherlocks Music Special.
BFBS. The Forces Station.
Stop wasting the day like you've been all morning. Yeah, I can't see the light. Gotta make a change, gotta think of something. 'Cause nothing's going right. No. Yeah. Start chasing the day, so I set off.
What is the rain but a gentle reminder? Each drop, a tiny universe, mirrors our journey as we tread through unexpected paths. Each splash, a fleeting melody, resonates with the rhythm of our footsteps on the wet pavementless road. The rain does not seek permission, nor does it wait for approval. It simply falls, much like our decisions to venture into the unknown, blending moments of clarity and uncertainty in a timeless embrace. And just as the rain falls, we too must navigate the darkness, silencing distractions, to rediscover the light within our hearts.
The new album from the Sherlocks, Everything Must Make Sense. That is Here Comes the Rain. Guys, thanks very much for joining us today.
No, thank you for having us, mate.
Thank you.
We'll see you on the 30th anniversary tour.
Yeah, man.
Definitely.
Kieran and Alex from the Sherlocks, one more from the album It's Bones on BFBS. I just want to ride on the side of whatever you smoke.
look out for me. We'll walk hand in hand to the river, and it's all just been a dream.
DAB Plus throughout the UK. This is BFBS.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.